Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, the radio feature of House on the Rock Family Ministries. And we've been talking about the seasons of marriage, and you can catch up with us by going out to our website, pebblesoftruth.com, and listen to the first three programs on this very interesting topic. And Bruce, we've talked about the tasks that we have in leaving home and learning how to resolve conflicts and establishing a new physical relationship in this first season of marriage of young love. Mm-hmm. So what is the next task in this season?
Well, Cap, it's the need to make good choices.
What's so special about that? I mean, everybody needs to make good choices, and hopefully they've learned how to make good choices long before they got married.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, one certainly hopes that they made a good choice in the person that they married.
You're absolutely right. We sure do. But what we're talking about here today is how they need to learn how to make choices together as a couple, because during these first years of marriage, they're going to face some very difficult questions, and there are at least three choices that they're going to need to make. And the first one, and probably the most important one, is the choice to stay together no matter what. They're going to answer the question, are we willing to live up to our vows and stay committed to this relationship? Because, you know, you've been married 25 years. When things get started and things get a little rough, and they will, we're going to ask the question, am I going to stay in this relationship? You know, 25% of marriages, Cap, break up in the first 3 years. So I know there's lots of couples out there, newlyweds, who are asking this very difficult, emotional, and life-changing question.
That is a surprising statistic.
It is. I was devastated when I read that, but it highlights what we love to teach here at House on the Rock, and that is that love is not the basis for marriage. Commitment is, and it's built on a willful choice, a lifelong commitment, a covenant that reflects the unbreakable love of God. And this decision to stay together no matter what is foundational for marital success. So every couple has to make the choice of whether or not they're going to honor their vows for better, for worse, for richer, poorer, sickness and health or not.
Well, I can see how the decision to stay together is, of course, the most important choice any couple can make, and probably in any season as well.
That's right. It's not going to be the last time this couple faces that question. They're going to ask themselves over and over and over again, am I going to stay in this relationship? And they're going to ask that question throughout their marriage.
Well, what are some of the other three choices that couples need to make then?
Well, they need to choose to be open and honest about the issues that are in their relationship. You know, the temptation is to deny that we're having any problems. I mean, after all, we're in the honeymoon period of marital bliss here in these first 2 or 3 years of marriage. But the unresolved issues left unaddressed will eventually undo this couple. And these newlyweds need to choose to deal with what's not working in their relationship. If one partner is overspending, the other can't rationalize, well, we're just getting started. We need to give ourselves a little slack. Habits that are formed early in the marriage, and if they're bad ones and not dealt with, are going to continue to manifest themselves throughout the life of the marriage and become very difficult to extinguish later on.
So this choice highlights the couple's need to learn how to resolve conflict that we chatted about a couple episodes ago.
Exactly right.
Well, what's the last important choice then that needs to be made in this season?
Well, for many of us, Cap, it's probably the most difficult one because it's the decision to be the one who makes the changes. And, you know, when I have to be the one to make the change, that's a very difficult decision. But let's be honest, all of us think that the problems in our marriage are our spouse's issues. You know, if only he would change or she would change, things would be great. But the older I get and the more I realize that I am probably the biggest marital problem in my marriage. I'm the person. I'm not the man that I should be. I need to change. Maybe my expectations are too high or my selfishness is wreaking havoc. So ultimately, I'm the guy who needs to change. Remember that prayer of St. Augustine, let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me?
I sure do.
Well, maybe we need to pray, let there be peace in my marriage and in my family and let it begin with me.
So the key decisions of the first season of marriage are to stay committed and to openly deal with the issues that crop up, and to be the person who makes some of these changes needed to deepen the relationship.
I think you nailed those three decisions very clearly, Cap. So until next time, let's keep building our house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.